You are welcome to Miracle Wave Broadcast with Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Wave Church Worldwide. Stay tuned as we examine the scriptures and taste of God's goodness today. Expect a miracle today. Your testimony is on the way.
Hello and welcome to this evening's edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. Bow your head with me for a word of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful evening. We thank you for the gift of life. We thank you for bringing us into your presence this evening. We thank you because known unto you are all your works from the beginning of the world. We thank you because this evening is already planned in your books. We ask that you have your way. We ask for your kingdom to come tonight and your will to be done. I pray that you heal every sickness, heal every disease, deliver the oppressed, set the captives free tonight. That the word of God that we hear set us free. Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. I bind the devil. I disallow any influence of devils and demons over any life, over any listener, over any home. I pray that you cause your word to shine as light and drive out the darkness. I pray that you cause your word to be mighty, to pull down strongholds tonight. Do us good in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. We thank God for bringing us to a beautiful day or evening where we can share God's lovely word once more. My name is Reverend Dr. Augustus Okleme. I'm your surgeon and I'm your pastor tonight. Hallelujah. I prefer to be your pastor than your surgeon. If I'm your surgeon, it means you are sick. But I prefer to preach God's word to you tonight. Hallelujah. We've been learning about new things, God doing new things, beginning new things, and how it's important for new things to happen in your life and in mine. And I am believing God for new things to happen in my life this year. And I believe you should also expect the same. Because he's a God that does new things. He said through the prophet, remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The Lord loves to do new things. And we've come into a new year, and God is going to do new things in your life, in my life, and I'm expectant. And we are trying to align ourselves to God in a way that we can receive the best of what he has to offer. One important thing you need to know about God is that he's always good. He's always doing good things. But not everyone experiences of his goodness. Not everyone experiences of his power and his love in a certain way. God has already demonstrated his love through Christ Jesus, but several people have rejected him. So he has shown them his love, but they have not received his love. So the fact that God is good, just listen to this carefully. The fact that God is good doesn't mean he's good to you. He's good to everyone who will receive his goodness. The psalmist said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. So what does it mean in that Psalm 34 verse 8? That means that if you don't taste, you choose not to taste of his goodness, you're not going to experience it in a certain way. You're not going to experience his goodness. So God is good, yes. But for him to be good to you, there are certain things that you've got to do. You have to taste of his goodness. You have to receive the love that he is showing. For God so loved the world. So he loves the whole world actually. But how much of this world has received his love? That he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believes in him, they've got to do something. Then that love has become actualized. It's become real to them. So God wants to do something new. Like I was quoting from Isaiah 43 verse 18 and 19. He said, behold, I want to do a new thing. I'm doing a new thing. It shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I'll make a way in the wilderness. I'll make rivers in the desert. That means that places in your life that have been dry and difficult before, A wilderness is a path, is a place where there doesn't seem to be any clear road or route to pass on. But God said he's going to make a way there. And he said, and there's in the desert too, a place is called the desert. I mean, there are no rivers, there are no water bodies in desert places. But God says that when in the new thing he is doing, he will cause there to be rivers, not just a river, rivers in your desert. So you and I need this new thing that God wants to do. We need roadways in our wilderness. We need rivers to flow in our desert places. So what do we need to do to experience this? What do we need to do to come into this experience of his newness, of the new things that God is doing? So we started learning about a man who experienced the new things that God was doing. He came into a place where it was very real to him. So we've been reading from Genesis chapter 12, and we want to go back there tonight and glean some wonderful truths from the pages of Scripture. Now, the Lord had said to Abram, "Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed." Full stop. So, verse 4 continues, or verse 4 reads, "So Abraham departed, as the Lord had spoken unto him, and Lot went with him. And Abraham was 75 years old when he departed." But like I've been telling you, the Bible did not tell us when it was that God had spoken to him. So we don't know the time lapse between the end of verse 3 and verse 4, because he said the Lord had said to Abraham. So that means these things that I have just read are things that God told Abraham some time before. But in verse 4, "So Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him." Now, one of the things that I need to tell you this evening is that your experience of God's goodness is directly tied to your obedience to his word. What God has revealed to you in his word, how much of his goodness you will experience, is directly tied to this. How much of the newness that he offers will be yours is directly tied to how much you can obey him. And Christians don't like this. Unfortunately, people prefer to pray and fast for 21 days than to obey him. You cannot achieve by prayer what you need to obey to access. You cannot access by prayer what you need to obey to realize. There are things that prayer does, but there are things that only obedience can unlock. Now, imagine Abraham. God said, "Come out of thy country, thy kindred, from thy father's house, unto a land that I will show thee." And now Abraham declares a 365-day fast, or a 71-day fast, or a 21-day fast, or a 31-day fast. I mean, there are so many combinations that people have. Okay? And he is fasting where? In his same country. He's fasting where? Amongst his kindred and his father's house. He's fasting. Oh God, bless me. Oh God, do this for me. Oh God, open this door. Fasting, praying. Meanwhile, God has already told him what to do. And God has placed a blessing in the path of his obedience. And here is Abraham fasting, praying all sorts of all the kinds of tongues and the sounds people make when they are praying, and they're groaning. And look, Abraham is fasting and all of that. I can tell you, Abraham can fast his whole life and pray. He is not going to know this goodness and this newness, these things that God has promised. I'll make you a great nation, I'll bless you, I'll make you a name. He will not know it by fasting and prayer. No, sir. There are people who think that they do yearly fasting and prayers to kind of say, God, I've paid my dues, so you have to bless me this year. That's not how it works. 1 Samuel 15:22. They used to teach us, or they taught us in Sunday school, to obey is better than sacrifice. If you are disobeying God, let me announce to you, your sacrifice of fasting is useless. To obey God has more function, more use to you than just fasting. You fast and you go back to your old life. You fast and you go back to cheating. You fast and you go back to someone's wife. You fast and you go back to someone's husband. You fast and you go back to cheating and stealing from the state. You fast and you go back to cheating the church. You count offering and you are stealing it. But you are fasting. And you think that the fasting will make up for it all. To obey is better than sacrifice. Abraham cannot achieve by fasting and prayer what he can achieve by just obeying. God said, come out of this place and I will do A, B, C, D for you. Then there was a full stop. And it was what the next thing that needed to happen was an all-night prayer. The next thing that needed to happen was Abraham obeying. And when God finished his, in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed, he's finished. He stopped. He's made the promise. But if Abraham is ever going to realize, if this promise is going to be actualized in Abraham's life, Abraham has to depart as the Lord has spoken to him. What has God told you? And when will the scriptures or the books concerning you, when will it be recorded that so Abner departed as the Lord had commanded her? So Jonathan stopped this as the Lord had commanded him. When will the scriptures write that about you? When will heaven record that about you? That's the day that your blessing will begin. That's the day that your blessing will start. The day you choose to obey. Obedience is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. Let me read it to you. 1 Samuel 15:22. You can read the story later. You can read the whole chapter. Samuel said to him, "Has the Lord great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord?" Look. The highest currency on earth is God's voice. It's not the dollar and it's not the pound. It's God's voice. Because the whole existence is through the word of God. It says, by faith we believe that the worlds were framed by God's word. Everything exists through God's word. So when God's word comes to you, there is nothing higher. There is nothing more superior. There is nothing better. There is nothing more powerful. And there is nothing more effectual that you can do than obey that voice, that word, that instruction. There is no fasting. There is no prayer. There is no giving. There is nothing that is more superior to obedience to whatever has been revealed to you. And that's something you need to know. God speaks to us through his word as we study his word. God is speaking to you now as I'm preaching to you. Because God still uses his prophets to speak today. God still uses his servants to speak to his people. The Bible says that he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers to the perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, till we all come to the unity of the faith, to a measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So long as we are all growing and still approaching and growing in the measure of Christ and coming to the unity of the faith and growing and to become more and more like him, there will be the need for all of these fivefold ministries I've just mentioned. And Jesus has sent us to speak to you. We have been sent to speak to you. So as I'm speaking to you right now, God is speaking to you. As I'm speaking to you right now, as if I know things that happen in your life. I get that thing a lot. And sometimes people even get offended that I'm preaching about them. And a lot of the time too, I know exactly who I'm talking about and I know exactly what I'm saying, but I'm saying it in a preaching. And I don't know it by gossip or something. I know it by the revelation of the Holy Ghost. So I've been sent to speak to you. As I'm speaking to you, you are hearing God's word. Sometimes God speaks to you through a dream. Sometimes God will speak to you through a vision. Sometimes God will speak to you through a prophetic word. But what I'm telling you is that, but the most superior of anything that God can tell you is what you hear from his word. And every other thing that he tells you through any vision, prophecy, or whatever must align with his word. Okay? For you to accept it. But once you have heard God's voice for you, about anything, look, the wisest, smartest, most result-oriented thing you can do is to obey that instruction. When you read Deuteronomy chapter 28, it says, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord. If you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord. And observe to do all his commandments which I have commanded thee this day. Then he began to speak that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God. That's pay attention, listen. Keep it, obey. He said blessing will follow you. Blessing will flow into your life. Brother Christian, fast by all means and pray, but you've also got to obey. There are things that fasting will do for you, and there are things that prayer will do for you. Very, very important things. But fasting and prayer cannot undo the place of obedience. If you are fasting and praying and you are going back to a life of disobedience to God's revealed will to you, that fasting will be of none effect. It will achieve up to a certain place. But the highest blessing that can flow to anyone is a blessing through God's will for that person. And when God has revealed his will to you, what you have to do is that you have to obey him. The Lord had said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country, thy kindred, from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will do this. In fact, Abraham stepped out and he didn't even need to pray about these things. As he kept obeying, God brought these things to pass because God had also committed himself. Anytime you obey God and you walk in the instructions he has spoken, you have activated a covenant. Because God said, you leave to a place I will show you and I will do this. So Abraham's part of the contract is clear. He's got to leave his country, kindred, and his father's house and step out to a land that God will show him. And then God's part of the contract too is clear. And I will make you a great nation. I will bless you, make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. And he continues. And up to this time, Abraham is childless. But in the contract, God is going to give him children. God is going to not just give him children. God is going to make him a nation, a great nation, and bless the world through him. Your blessing lies beyond your obedience, or it lies in the path of your obedience. You want some good things to happen in your life this year, 2023, you've got to obey. You want to do your sacrifices, go ahead. But obedience is better. It's better. Or you can put it this way, if you have the choice of making a sacrifice or obeying something that God has told you, the Bible tells us that it's better to obey. Obey him. Do the thing because God said you should. or stop doing the thing because God said you should. The Bible says that it's more profitable than any sacrifice you could make. It's a new year. You've got to do some new things to get some new results. You've got to obey God. You've got to obey God. Bow your head with me. Bow your head with me and let's just begin to thank God for tonight's message. And you want to come before the Lord. You know how your life has been. Maybe a Christian or you may not be. I mean, you may not have even accepted His love. You may not have accepted His sacrifice. In that, then his love is still stretched out to you tonight. And you have every opportunity to choose Jesus tonight. And if you're a believer or you don't obey God's word, you just hear God's word, or you pride yourself in how much of the Bible you know, someone who knows little and obeys is better than someone who knows so much and does nothing with it. The fact that you know everything about the Bible, or you have read the Bible from cover to cover like 20 times, it doesn't mean much. If there's someone who knows only the New Testament or has read only Matthew, but the person is busily saving souls, transforming lives, impacting others, that person has, there's more value for what the person, the little the person knows, than there is for the much you know. Let's obey His word. Obey His word and make His covenants active in our lives. You want to give your life to Jesus tonight? You want to pray this prayer with me? Say, Father, I come to You tonight. I am a sinner and I'm sorry for my sin. I turn away from my sin and I turn to You. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, that He came into this world and suffered and died for me, and He rose again on the third day. Jesus, I give You my life. I give You my heart. I give You my all. From today, I will live for You. I will serve You. I will obey You. Thank You for receiving me. In Jesus' name I've prayed. Amen. If you are a believer and you've been living your own life, you like to go to church, you like the societal aspect of being a Christian, but when it comes to it, when you are faced with situations that demand that you obey God, you go the other way. You want to tell God that, Lord, I'm sorry. And like Abraham did in Genesis 12:4, it's time for me to also step out in obedience to Your voice. Before I go, I want to pray for the sick. I pray for the sick tonight. If there's any sickness in your body, I want you to put one hand there and lift up the other. The Bible says He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment, the chastisement that brought us peace was upon Him. And by His stripes, we are healed. As you've put your hand where your sickness is, you just want to begin to call on God and tell Him that, Lord, heal me, or ask Him to heal you. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. Begin to call on Him right now and ask Him for your healing. Jesus has already paid the price. Peter said, who in His own body bore our sins upon that tree, that we, being dead to sin, should live unto righteousness. By whose stripes ye were healed. He has already paid the price. Just begin to call on Him and ask Him, Lord, heal me, deliver me from this oppression, from this bondage. Begin to pray right now. Begin to pray right now. It's Jesus who's the healer. It's Jesus who's the healer. There are healing angels all over the place, right where you are. And as I mentioned the name of Jesus, the power of God is going to touch you. The Spirit of God is right with you. And He's going to take that sickness away. That pain is going to leave you now. that infection, that inflammation, that weakness, that deformity, that defect is going to be corrected by the power of the Holy Ghost right now, right now. Just call on Jesus for a moment. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right now, I rebuke every sickness to leave your body. In the name of Jesus, let every weakness come out of your body. In the name of Jesus, every pain, I rebuke every fever, every inflammation, every infection that is not amenable to medication. You've taken drugs, but it's still there. Be healed by the power of the Holy Ghost. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, pain in your throat, be loose right now. In your tonsils, be loose right now. In your eyes, in your ears, headaches, be loose right now. Every form of weakness, 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 weakness in your right upper limb, that's your right upper limb, let strength enter that place now. You feel a tingling sensation like Anansi or whatever. Your nerves are receiving strength right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let weakness leave you in Jesus' name. I speak wholeness over every aspect of your life, every aspect of your life, your business, I speak wholeness, your family, I speak wholeness. Everything that is fragmented because of sin, I speak wholeness. Kaparakato shaparabasatalabashikobasanta. I speak wholeness. I rebuke fear from your life now. I rebuke fear. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but he has given unto us the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. Let there be joy. I speak joy in the place of depression. In the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you. We honor you, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. God bless you for making a date with us. It's been a blessing sharing God's holy word with you. This Reverend Dr. Augustus Okleme. You can reach me on WhatsApp, or you can send us a message, voice note on the line that we'll call in as the end of the program. We'll be with you again, God willing, next week as we delve a little deeper into God's holy word and experience his love and power today. God bless you, and we are praying for you. God be with you. We'll see you again next week.
Miracle Wave Broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.